This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The World Health Organization announced Friday it had granted an emergency use listing for the coronavirus vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. The move means the one-dose shot can now theoretically be used as part of the international COVAX effort to distribute vaccines globally, including to developing countries with no supplies. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's Director General.
An equitable distribution of vaccines remains the biggest threat to ending the pandemic and driving a global recovery.
The WHO has previously signed off on COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer-BioNTech and AstraZeneca. President Joe Biden and top Democrats took time Friday to celebrate passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package into law. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a Rose Garden victory lap, the theme was clear from Congress's leaders.
Promise made, promise fulfilled.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Harris.
Help has arrived.
And the president.
Help is here.
Saying Americans will start seeing it this weekend in the form of $1,400 payments. But even as he celebrated, the president warned the devil is in the details. The nation now needs to see that its government knows what to do with the $1.9 trillion.
We have to get this right.
He'll hit the road next week to sell the plan's benefits in what the White House is calling the Help is on the Way tour. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P closing higher, but the NASDAQ closing lower. The Dow was up 0.9%, the S&P gained 0.1%, but the NASDAQ lost 0.59%. This is VOA News. Protesters demanding the end of the military junta in Myanmar kept up their momentum on Friday despite a heavy death toll the previous day when police opened fire on crowds in a number of cities. In Mandalay, about 2,000 people marched through the city calling for the restoration of democracy and the release of civilian leaders. They were bolstered by the presence of a number of monks. Meanwhile, in Yangon, riot police fired tear gas as they moved to disperse a protest against the coup. The demonstrators were immediately surrounded by thick vapor from fire extinguishers as they retreated. Myanmar has been roiled by protests, strikes, and other acts of civil disobedience since the military toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government February 1st, just as it was about to start its second term. Gunmen have attacked a school in northwestern Nigeria and kidnapped at least 30 students just weeks after a similar attack in the region. The latest abduction took place late Thursday night at the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization in the Igabi local government area of Kaduna State. Samuel Aruan is the state's commissioner for internal security and home affairs.
The military, the police, and other security agencies are presently working around the clock. We have equally met with parents of the affected student, and we are unable to account for about 30 students comprising both female and male.
An unspecified number of students were injured and are receiving medical attention at a military facility. Security forces are conducting an operation to track the missing students. A year into the coronavirus pandemic, doctors call its impact on the mental health of children and teens alarming. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Doctors report a substantial spike in attempted suicides by children and young teenagers over the past year, and pediatric psychiatrists say they're also seeing children with coronavirus-related phobias, tics, and eating disorders. Obsessed about infection, some have scrubbed their hands raw, covered their bodies with disinfectant gel, or have been terrified about getting sick from food. And also increasingly common, panic attacks, heart palpitations, and other symptoms of mental anguish, as well as chronic addictions to mobile devices and the computer screens that have become their teachers, sitters, and entertainers amid repeated lockdowns and school closures. I'm Ben Thomas.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.